Welcome to this morning's launch of the report of the Commission on Global Security, Justice and Governance.
This film series explores the possibility that a world government may soon emerge. Any significant strengthening of the United Nations is likely to come about by formal revision of the organization's charter. Like the U.S. Constitution, the UN Charter provides two methods for amendment. They are found in Articles 108 and 109. If you want to know when the movers and shakers of foreign policy plan major revisions to the UN Charter, listen for diplomatic chatter about Article 109.
Twice before in this century, the Community of Nations attempted to establish an effective multinational capacity for controlling war and advancing the common interests of humanity. Twice before, after each of the world wars, these efforts failed, victims of continuing conflicts among the world's great powers. With the end of the Cold War and the end of the paralysis imposed on the UN by the East-West conflict, a third opportunity has been presented. Perhaps the final chance for the international community to create a working system of collective security and common action.
Plans for major UN restructuring have set sail and shipwrecked in the past. In 1995, the optimistic Commission on Global Governance proposed a reform process leading up to the year 2000. Their carefully worded report, Our Global Neighborhood, mapped a plan that seems intended to have culminated in an Article 109 Charter Review Conference.
Article 109 of the UN Charter, envisaged charter revision. Revision of the charter is the ultimate stage in a process of reform. The ultimate process has to be intergovernmental and at a high level, giving political imprimatur to a new world order. Our recommendation is that the General Assembly should agree to hold a World Conference on Governance in 1998, with its decisions to be ratified and put into effect by 2000.
But aside from the founding of the International Criminal Court, little else resulted at the time.
As we consider how to build a world that is more just, more secure, and better governed, there could be no more fitting venue than the Peace Palace.
Talk of an Article 109 conference has increased in recent years. In 2015, former UN Ambassador and Clinton Administration Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, in cooperation with the Stimson Center, co-chaired a commission with Nigerian official Ibrahim Gambari recommending UN reforms, possibly including a charter review conference.
We, an independent commission of people who know the United Nations, who have worked in the United Nations, and therefore they no longer a part of that intergovernmental process, and we have been working closely in think tanks, NGOs, and we believe we bring a perspective, a fresh perspective, on finding solutions or new ways of looking at old problems in the areas of justice, security, and governance. What is needed to improve global governance in order to address these new challenges?
Before we hear from our commissioners, it is my pleasure to introduce our partner in this endeavor, the president of the Stimson Center, Ellen Lipson. The cooperation between the Hague Institute and the Stimson Center represents a meeting of minds. Ellen, I invite you to say a few words and to introduce our co-chairs.
It's really a great privilege for Stimson, a Washington think tank, to be represented as a co-sponsor of this important commission report. I thought I'd say a word about Stimson. We're a 25-year-old think tank that looks at the enduring and the emerging problems of international security. Our work has spanned the agenda from nuclear weapons to climate change and the various effects of globalization. We do take security as a very inclusive concept. We're not just looking at security for nation states, but we're interested in security at the human and societal level, as well as the governance processes that try to address security problems at all these different levels, national, regional, and global. So it's my great privilege to first introduce you to Secretary Albright.
I'm often asked whether I'm an optimist or a pessimist. I'm an optimist who worries a lot. And so what we're trying to do is sort out some of the answers, because the problems are global, and we need more capable instruments of global governance with different kinds of participants. In addition to the nation states, we also need public, private, and mixed institutions that are in fact designed for the 21st century. As I look around, I'm one of the oldest people, if maybe not actually the oldest person in this room. 70 and over is old, and our institutions are old, and they need to be brought up to date. And so that's why I think that we, in fact, do have a very important job through this commission. I think that what I have liked particularly about the work are the consultations that have taken place that are not just among the commissioners, but with an awful lot of participants in this. We have received support from a number of exceptional organizations and individuals with the importance of having international institutions work and address themselves to the problems that are taking place. And that's what this commission is going to do, and not just have a nice book that sits on the shelf, but spends the next 5 years between the 70th and 75th anniversary of the United Nations to make sure that things really do work. And so I now would like to introduce my very good friend and co-commissioner, Professor Gambari, who will in fact discuss in more detail some of the reforms. Thank you.
We propose a world conference on global institutions, which could serve as a rallying point for smart coalitions and simultaneously generate political momentum for multiple urgent global reforms. In conclusion, the recommendations of the Commission are intended in this 70th anniversary year of the United Nations to encourage a broad-based policy dialogue and an institutional reform agenda aimed actually at 2020, the 75th anniversary commemoration of the United Nations. As Secretary Albright said, we are not going to fold our arms and say, here's the report. Between now and the next 5 years, we are going to continue consultations, including especially in some regional capitals.
In its report, the Albright-Gambari Commission recommended convening what it called a World Conference on Global Institutions, WCGI. The hope at the time was to hold the meeting 5 years hence.
World leaders could then convene the WCGI in September 2020, at the time of their annual gathering in New York. Although consideration could be given to UN Charter Articles 108 or 109 for pursuing specific amendments to the Charter, most global policy and institutional changes deliberated on at the World Conference on Global Institutions could be undertaken without Charter reform.
Despite this cautious verbiage, the Commission's ambition for radical change, reminiscent of our global neighborhood a generation earlier, is apparent. Tellingly, the proposal for a world conference appears on page 109.
There are solutions if, in fact, we are willing to look at what the issues are and which are the groups that can best deal with them, and to be able not to be stuck in silos and decide that just because this is the way we've been doing it, this is the way we'll continue to do it. The common thread is a can-do approach, a recognition that the problems are interconnected, and therefore the organizational approach to it has to be interconnected, and also that we don't necessarily have the right players doing things at the moment. The system has been based on the nation state, And while there are those who like to talk about the Congress of Vienna, life is a little bit different now. And the bottom line is that there are more players that need to be involved in it. And the real problem internationally is that non-state actors have not been involved. And people think of non-state actors as only terrorists. Non-state actors are all kinds of groups. They're the private sector that plays a very large role, multinational corporations, non-governmental organizations, civil societies, parliaments that are not at the table. And I think that the common thread here is that we are willing to take a look at things and try to figure out how to bring the non-state actors and others to the table and have them offer their views and participate.
Greetings from Abuja, Nigeria, to the more than 3,000 registered participants for the UN 75 Global Governance Forum. I'm extremely delighted to share this brief statement of appreciation and support of your roadmap for the future we want and the United Nations we need.
The Stimson Center has also cooperated with the World Federalist Movement, which has openly advocated world government for decades.
Building on the earlier Savannah Center for Diplomacy, Democracy and Development in Abuja and Stimson Center in Washington, D.C., supported UN 75 Africa consultation this past April and May. During UN 70 in 2015, I was honored to serve alongside my friend and long-term collaborator, Secretary Madeleine Albright, as co-chair of the Commission on Global Security, Justice, and Governance.
Now, so you have a situation where NGOs, non-governmental organizations, civil societies, women's group, they've all come together and put pressure on their respective countries and also put pressure on the United Nations as an organization to do the right thing.
Thank you, all of you, for this terrific roadmap.
Tad Daly has advised various progressive U.S. politicians, including John B. Anderson and Alan Cranston, both past presidents of the World Federalist Association.
Thank you, Richard, for the shout-out about various things I leaned on you to include in the report.
Here he strategizes with the Stimson Center after a follow-up report on the UN reform process in 2021. Due to the disruptive events of 2020, the WCGI had been rescheduled for 2023. A new name was also proposed, the World Summit on Inclusive Global Governance.
Another great advantage to aiming for September of 2023 is that we won't be in the middle of an American presidential campaign. It'll be heating up by then, but it won't be anything like September and October of 2020.
Because the question is, the question is,
the radical left,
will you shut up, man?
Listen. You know, I just want to remind us that this was a very unfortunate confluence of events way back in the primordial history of humankind, by which I mean the summer of 2015, when the Albright-Gombari Commission issued its report. Y'all talked about, I think you called it a World Conference on Global Institutions, happening in September or October of 2020. And it's just very unfortunate that that was a month or two before this landmark election.
Hey, fucking hey, man.
So it's great to aim for September of 2023. It's unfortunate that the UN 75th and the American 2020 election were just a couple of weeks apart. And I'll close by saying this. If by wild chance we don't get everything we desire in the global governance innovation world in September of 2023, it's worth, I think, already starting to think about 2 years later. The 80th anniversary, of course, will be October 24th, 2025. And that will be just 1 year into the new American presidential administration. If we're stuck with President DeSantis or something at that point, we'll have problems. But again, we will avoid being in the middle of an American presidential campaign. So let's think about both September 2023 and the 80th anniversary as great opportunities, ideally, for global governance innovations. Thank you.
In 2021, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres dutifully adopted the Stimson Center's proposal for a reform conference. His report, titled Our Common Agenda, rebranded the planned meeting, calling it the Summit of the Future. In a 2022 essay, World Federalist Tad Daly surveys the history of world government as an idea dating back to the time of Dante. In this revealing paragraph, Daly expresses the hope, shared by others, that today's UN reform efforts may one day lead to world government.
Many scholars and activists today, in the global governance arena, propose imaginative innovations that might be seen as, in between, the 1945 United Nations Charter and the full world government Dante envisions. Many of their proposals will be placed squarely on the table during the Summit of the Future that UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to convene in September 2023.
Kicking the can down the road once more, however, the Summit of the Future is now due to launch in 2024, another U.S. election year. Will the plan find safe harbor, or will it capsize yet again? Only time will tell if world government will become part of Madeleine Albright's legacy.
Thank you all for attending. Here's to the future of the world. All right.
We founded the Stimson Center at a time when the world was changing.
It was the end of the Cold War. A whole new era of relationships were possible. A whole new range of problems presented themselves. And the existing think tanks were not up to the task.
And we also did really good work on the UN.
They had just set up their peacekeeping office. They never had one before. And we brought to them from the US military advice about what a command center looks like, what sort of training programs they should establish, how to get their logistics organized, which has changed the way the UN makes decisions on peacekeeping and has toughened the kind of approach they take to it.
Stimson 30 years ago was created at a time of positive change, and vistas opened up for creative work. And here we are, three decades later, at a time of immense change. Once again, Stimson Center has a lot to do.
Yeah. We'll do it over the next 30 years.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it. We think the price is worth it.